You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, did you know each year Americans throw away 25% more trash from Thanksgiving to New Year's? This year, let's turn our New Year's resolution into actions that make a difference by switching to Blue Land. An estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year. And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, most products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. It's a lose-lose situation for us and the planet. But Blue Land has made it their mission to do something about it. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful, cohesive design that looks great on your counter. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Refills start at just $2.25. Tab and I are loving Blue Land. We love how great the products work and smell, and the space saving from just having refillable tablets to store instead of bulky bottles is great. Also, we love having it shipped to our doors. It's so convenient and just one less thing to think about at the grocery store. And hello, Blue Land saves you money and helps the planet. What is not to love about that? Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. That's blueland.com/clink to get 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay.
And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime. After Christmas time.
After Christmas time.
Right? I mean, not for us.
Not for us. It's still before Christmas. We're still jingling all the way there.
You know, we are.
Jingle, jingle.
My husband's birthday is on Christmas Eve.
And every year, I don't know how you do it. I think once every like 5 or 10 years, I text your husband, happy birthday. Everyone must forget it's his birthday.
They totally do.
I feel so bad for him.
Except for he doesn't. And it is.
Yes.
His birthday.
And I forget it. And I talk to you almost every day. So I imagine everyone else must forget.
But I don't. And so I'm throwing him a little surprise thing today. We're all getting on this bus to go Christmas caroling.
Listen, I think you're going to get
turned it into a birthday party.
I think that you're going to get some really good wife points.
I do too. I even made special shirts for everybody on the bus to wear with his picture on it.
And you know, he loves that extra effort, attention to detail. He's going to appreciate that. Yeah, good job. You know what? It could be worse, Seanathon. I have a friend in Ventura who was born on Christmas Day, and his name is Chris Mace. Call him Merry Chris Mace.
I know that guy.
He's the nicest guy in the world. Yes.
I know. I knew him in high school because I think he was a wrestler with my friend.
No, he went to Ventura. He's older.
Yes. No, I know.
Oh.
My friend's older brother went to Ventura and I went to Buena and he was on the wrestling team.
You know, he's married to my friend Wendy.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No, I did not know that, but.
Now you do.
That's interesting.
So anywho, trip down to, Merry Christmas, everyone. I took a little Christmas train yesterday after we
like
took the
Polar Express.
No, I already took the Polar Express over Thanksgiving. And so I wanted, it's been my dream to take a train. They are these old trains here. They're built in the 1880s. They look so rad. I wanted to take one into the mountains over the snowy beautifulness. And it really was apparently my dream and no one else's. So we we get on the train. And the first hour, you're like just going through like town. I still find it very enjoyable. I love the historicalness. I love all of it.
The nature and all
that. The nature. My kids all want to like look at a phone. They're like begging us for a phone, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, no, this is serious. And my husband is like being a good sport. And so we managed to get a cocktail. I made the first run. You have to walk 5 carts back to the concession stand. I did not plan that out very well. Okay. Mm-hmm. So second round, after about an hour, I send my husband. Well, the concession line was a lot longer. And that's when we started to get into beautiful territory. That's when you see wildlife and the train is going over bridges and it's like sheer cliffs and it's just amazing. And my husband was in the line to get mommy a mimosa the whole time. Like the whole time. And my kids, you know, perked up. They were into it, you know, for that second hour. And then I was like, and then we're going to go to this town, Cascade. It's going to be amazing, because what I had read on the website is take the train to Cascade, have a fireside lunch or meander around. You have an hour of free time. So what does that sound like to you? Like a cute little town, right?
Yes, it does.
It's not a town.
Does it mean like fireside town? Like you need to make your own fire and
I don't know what it that food? Listen, what it meant is there's a big fire and picnic tables. That's it. That's it.
Without the lunch part.
There was no town. And it's BYO lunch.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, listen, it was really beautiful. And it's super cool. It's this giant fire. But it just was not what we were expecting, you know? And everyone, yeah. You know, it always comes down to me. I'm always someone that plans the adventures. And when they go south, it's always like, oh, why do we do this stuff with you? But, yes. Thankfully, on the way back, I offered to go to the concession stand. 5 hours. 5 hour train ride.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to the concession stand on the way back so my husband could see the view on the way back. And he said, that was great. One and done, though, right? I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One and done.
It probably would have been a lot nicer if we didn't have kids begging for our phones the whole time, right?
100%. That's something you should do in your retirement. Okay, just for anybody else out there thinking to take their kids under 10 years old to a 5-hour train ride
really,
up a mountain.
Really think it through.
Yeah.
Maybe find a shorter one.
How about not think it through? Just take our advice and don't do it.
Okay. Well, anywho, I hope you all enjoy this episode about Kentucky and all of it.
All right. Enjoy.
Okay.
Today's case is one that takes place in the Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, do you remember we had I think our boss wasn't he from Lexington? Remember Vince? What was his name?
Oh, who could forget Vince? Vinny. You know what he used to do? His signature move was we had this, these side of apples at the Outback Steakhouse, and it was like a brown applesauce. Like a dark brown applesauce. It came with the pork chops.
Yeah,
do you remember
chops.
This?
Yes, I do.
And he would stick his finger in it and say, hey, look at my finger. I just pulled it out of my butt.
Oh, my God. That would so not fly these days.
No, I don't think it really flew then.
He was a trip, man.
He really was. I wonder what old Vinny is up to.
I do wonder also.
There was a lot of tension between him and our other old boss, our old friend Bob Arino.
Yes, yes, there was. I actually would love to go see Bob and kind of...
You cannot go see Bob until I get out there Texas. That would be offensive.
I know. Our old boss, ironically, moved to Texas in a town, I think maybe 30 or 40 minutes from me. So Gretchen and I are going to go visit him. But yeah. I would love to just pick his brain about all those things that we didn't know back then.
Yeah. 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 He was a good boss. Okay. So back to Kentucky. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kentucky. Gosh, they really went through it this year with the tornadoes and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a disaster. You've been there, Tab.
I have. I went to the Kentucky Derby.
I have never been to Kentucky. Yeah, it's still on my list. I actually think that when you went to the Derby, you might have hobnobbed with the kind of folks I'm going to talk about today because they are, you know, the high society.
Oh, do tell. Do tell.
Yeah, I feel like those kind of people attend some Derby events, you know?
Most likely.
Most likely. Okay, well, Louis Nunn was a lawyer that also had a political career that included serving as none other than the governor of Kentucky.
Shoot, that is big time.
That's big time. That's about as big as it gets, I think, in Kentucky. I mean, except with the exception of the colonel, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think... Well, I don't know what this case is about at all, but I bet you I'm hoping that he was better than the Newsom.
Well, I think they would be friends.
Okay.
I will say that.
Okay.
Okay. So he was on the board of Kentucky University and other fancy, you know, philanthropic-like deals. He was married to one fine lady named Beulah. I mean, that's a great name.
Beulah?
Right? Yeah, great name for a chicken.
Bueller. Bueller?
Yeah. Beulah.
I think it just reminds me of Bueller.
I think it's beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful Beulah. Beulah the beauty. I'm with it. Well, they had one child named Steve Nunn. Steve had a real challenging relationship with his daddy. Louis was known as being a real hard ass with high expectations, which is probably typical of uber successful men. But I think when you only have like one son, that it adds up to being a lot of extra added strain and pressure.
100%.
Right? So Steve wanted to please his daddy, and so he followed in his father's footsteps and pursued a political career of his own. In 1990, he became a representative for the state of Kentucky. He married a woman named Tracy, who is very beautiful. She is like, almost looks like Sophia Loren to me.
Ooh, that's exotic beauty.
Yeah, but I don't think she is exotic. She just has a real pretty look.
Yeah.
And she's smart. And she also came from a well-known Kentucky family, you know, so those types stick together. And they went on and had two daughters. They were just the all-American power couple dream. So Steve had it all for a minute. And then his bubble started to kind of implode on him. You see, his daddy had been screwing around on beautiful Beulah for years, and Beulah was over it. They were married for 45 years, and she was battling cancer, and she just thought, you know, you think you could take a rest from all the extracurricular bumping uglies for a minute while I go through this shit? And apparently... He didn't just casually like dial a hoe on business trips. He's described as a nymphomaniac. Well, Louis was not stoked about Beulah's revelation. Mm-hmm. You know, that he should stop screwing around because he's a selfish prick. And he's like, your cancer is already an inconvenience for me. I have to fend for myself a little now. And so I will not be cutting back on the brown chicken, brown cow woman. Well, this puts Steve in a pickle because being the only child, he was put in the middle of his parents' lack of love for one another.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, he ended up taking his mother's side. Good choice, I think. But this made him argue with his father, which resulted in some kind of actual physical altercation in 1994. So rumor has it that Steve slugged his dad.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, Louie then told Beulah at that point that she had to choose her son or him. And she chose her son, Steve.
Well, who would not?
Yeah, right. Well, Louie packed his bags and moved out of the big old house that night. And then Beulah ended up filing for divorce. I mean, can you imagine being married to someone for 45 years and you have cancer and you're like, I would rather go through a divorce right now in the middle of this shit than be married to you for one more minute?
I think maybe that happens more than we would think about it, because maybe you think to the point where you're like, I'm unhappy and I don't have much time to be unhappy anymore.
Yeah, I think that was her mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Louie ended up blaming his son for the fact that he lost some of his grandiose, you know, lifestyle. As you do when you're splitting assets. And also, probably, I mean, I'll bet Beulah made a mean pecan pie and knew how to throw a dinner party. And he's probably pretty bummed now that he doesn't have a wife. Also, that big house that he had to move out of was like real nice. It's referred to as the Nunn family estate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they give it the estate title, it's...
it's fancy.
Legit. It's fancy. It's full of antiques and shit. Okay. So he's bitter. He's like moving into a condo or something. You know, it's not his style. So he really resented Steve. And that resulted in him not speaking to his son for years. Sadly, Beulah lost her battle with cancer. Yeah. But Steve took care of her, you know, until she passed. She died in his arms.
Aww.
Steve continued his work as a representative. And one of his major accomplishments was getting a law passed in Kentucky that if a person was killed as a result of domestic violence, that they would be eligible for the death penalty. So he was an advocate for domestic violence victims. So, you know, I don't hate that.
Right.
So after years of Steve's wife, Tracy, listening to Steve's grievances about his ongoing dispute with his father, she decided to go to Louie herself and see if there was a way the two men could just work it out. Well, they did. Steve and Louie got back together and they were this father-son, you know, dynamic political duo. So with Louie back in Steve's life, he influenced him to run for governor himself. And so in 2002, Steve did, but it didn't work out because Steve didn't even make it past the primaries. And it was a big old disappointment to his daddy. And it was also a big bruise to Steve's ego. Within a year of the governor election primaries disaster, Louie had a heart attack and died.
Dude, they've got some bad luck running in that family.
They do have some bad luck. So I think it gave Steve a bit of a complex that maybe the last thing that he did was disappoint his daddy.
Yikes. I mean, that's like they're getting the Kennedy level here.
Yeah. Well, his dad dying had a real effect on him. Steve started wearing his late father's clothes. He started imitating the way his father spoke. Like, he would even say, I'm Louis Nunn.
Oh.
And start talking. I guess his dad had like kind of a growly voice or something. Like, it's extra, okay?
Okay.
Also, he picked up some of his father's habits, which included real heavy drinking and lots of sex outside of the marriage. Well, Tracy basically says when his daddy died, he just lost his damn mind. And she wasn't going to put up with this shit for 45 years like Beulah. So she left his ass. Well, his homies in the house weren't really feeling his bad behavior either. So after serving as a representative for 15 years, he lost his bid for re-election. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? So kind of surprisingly, with no wife and no job, instead of drinking away his problems, he kind of got his shit together.
Did he go to rehab?
I never read that he went to rehab. I have a feeling that his ego was maybe too big to do something like that. Like, it would have served him well to maybe talk to a therapist or something about the loss of his parents and his marriage and all that shit. But I think he just...
He wasn't going to do that.
He just wasn't that guy. Yeah.
Listen, people with big egos, I think, sometimes do not do that when they should.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
The narcissistic type.
And he definitely was.
Okay.
All of these things that I watched about him talk about how, you know, he knew he was so good looking. And I got to tell you.
Was he?
He's all right. He looks like a politician.
Well, most of them are good looking.
I mean, I think he looks average. Doesn't do anything for me. And it doesn't take much. Does nothing for me at all.
It's not a Will Ferrell look?
No. No. So, I mean, and he thought he was all that.
Because people probably treated him like he was all that. You know, sometimes it's like, if you're a big man in a small space, it seems attractive.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, shoots, he got himself a new girlfriend. And after he got his shit together, and her name was Amanda Ross. This Amanda was something. She was in her late 20s.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Young one.
A young one. So there was an age difference, but she was smart and recently divorced. She also came from a political family, and she had a fancy job at the Department of Insurance in Kentucky. And she also had political aspirations of her own. So they had a lot in common.
Yeah.
So you can see how this could work.
Yeah, I see the attraction.
Yeah. Okay, so you could see how this could work. And so things are looking up. And remember that legislation about domestic violence Steve had worked on?
Uh-huh.
Well, it helped him get appointed a position as the Deputy Secretary of Family Services. So he's got a girlfriend. He's got a job again.
Okay.
Steve ended up popping the question to Amanda on her 29th birthday, and it looked like they had a bright future together. But Steve started up again with the heavy drinking. And then the relationship turned tumultuous. They were known to, you know, fight in the street.
Oof.
They were like, yeah. And
don't tell me it got to be like domestic violence-y.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said really mean things to each other. You know, that's not the Kentucky way.
No.
So
that,
no, no,
you know
no.
what? Sometimes that alcohol will do it to you. And sometimes it depends on the color of alcohol that are drinking.
You know, that is true. I am familiar with someone who, when they drink brown, loses their damn mind and sometimes says things they wish they could take back.
Me too.
Yeah. Keep it clear. And, you know, I say stick with tequila.
Keeps your head clear.
I think so.
Maybe I need some to keep my nose clear right now. I'm like having such a allergy or something.
You know, tequila makes you poop too.
No.
It's good for a lot. Yeah, it does. I don't know. Leela told me that.
Like it's a...
It does a thing.
Digestive, I guess is what it would be called.
I don't know. I just think tequila solves a lot of the world's problems.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anyways, so Steve and Amanda are fighting. It's not really a good look for either one of them. They broke off the engagement. Steve had been living with Amanda, so he moved out. But like so many toxic relationships, they couldn't quite quit each other. And so they still hung out. One night when Amanda wanted Steve to stay and he wanted to go out, Steve snapped and got violent with her and struck Amanda multiple times.
Ooh.
Amanda then reached her breaking point when it came to Steve. And after that, she filed for an order of protection against him. Well, you can imagine how that went over, considering he's supposed to be the domestic violence advocate as the deputy secretary of family services.
Doesn't go over well.
Not well. He was forced to resign from his job, and the hypocrisy of the whole situation made the local news. And so, you know, Steve's career was over at this point. He took his downfall in a similar way to his father did, Beulah divorcing him, as in he did not take responsibility for his own actions and place the blame on somebody else. Steve blamed Amanda. He said that she had baited him into hitting her and that she wanted him to be humiliated and lose his job, and he started spending all his newly found free time obsessing and stalking her. He wanted revenge on Amanda. He wanted to get back at her and make sure that her political career was over too, just like his.
Eeks.
Yeah, eeks.
Sometimes you just gotta move on.
Seriously.
You know, it's like, it's not worth, there's plenty of fish. There's even a website called it.
So true. You're so right. Well, he had taken the naked pictures of Amanda.
Oh.
I do not recommend the naked pictures ever. They haunt you. Either the cloud gets hacked, and then they are, you know, out there, or your perfect relationship turns out not so perfect and your ex shares them because he's an asshole. So, I mean, what's your position on the naughty pics? I say don't do it.
Listen, I think a lot of people do it. I think probably almost everybody we know has done it. But I think me and you personally are on a more conservative side of that. And we didn't grow up with cell phones that had cameras. So it's not something that we were ever familiar with.
Yeah. If you must, take a Polaroid.
Yeah. Because those are super hot. You could fully filter that. I mean, come on. Right now, you could seriously take a picture of your body and then alter it with those filters to make yourself look like, listen, you know, Pamela Anderson.
Oh yeah, that's what you should do. If you are sending somebody one of those pics, you should, or someone's going to get so rich off this right now. This is the best idea I ever
had. They have it.
An app that is somebody else's naked body that you could put your face on and then you can send it. And so then when it starts getting spread all over the place, then you could be like, guess what? Joke's on you. It's not me.
True. I think I have never sent anything crazy, but I don't ever also, if I did send anything allegedly, I never put my face in it.
Yeah, that's smart.
So that's a way to do it. Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese. And now that my daughter is taking French in school,
I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Yeah, I guess so. My husband's been asking me for 18 years to send him a picture of my boobs every time he's out of town.
And you never have?
Never.
Just do it without your face.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I make up for it in other ways.
Okay.
Okay. Just saying.
TMI over here.
TMI. Okay.
We're really dishing
on a roll.
The juice after Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We must have got some good presents.
That's right. Okay. Well, I just don't want to sound like a total prude, right? Because I'm the only person in America not sending the nakeds.
You must be the only smart one. You're saying that she shouldn't have done it because obviously he's spreading it around town.
Okay, that's what he did. So Steve starts showing these pics to people thinking they would be like, oh my God, what a whore. She took her clothes off and let someone she was in a consensual relationship take pictures of her. I never.
How could she?
How? But that wasn't the reaction Steve got. It was more like, dude, you hit her. It was in the paper.
Yeah.
You are clearly nuts. Let this poor girl live and let it go. Well, that infuriated Steve even more. And because of the order of protection, he wasn't able to contact Amanda, but he was definitely stalking her. She told her coworkers all the places around town that she would spot him, and she was scared for her life. So she got herself a conceal and carry permit, and she got herself a gun.
Okay.
But sadly, it didn't help her when she needed it.
Oh,
and
no.
Her fears became reality. Early one morning when Steve shot Amanda in the parking lot of her apartment building while she was trying to leave for work.
Dude, okay, so listen. This is when it is for domestic violence victims. It is when you leave the guy. And most of the time when there is a restraining order, this is when they go bananas.
Totally.
It's like you have to, I don't even know what you do. You hide? You move?
Well, you know, I do have a nice piece of information for you.
Please.
At the end about something that could have helped Amanda.
Okay.
We will circle back to that.
So did she die?
Yeah, she died.
Oh.
Yeah. Her neighbors heard her scream, no, 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 and heard three shots, but no one saw anything. When police were able to identify Amanda, they found that she had the order of protection against Steve. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's who they go looking for right away. But he was not home. So they started calling whoever they could who might know where he was, and they reached his ex-wife, Tracy. And she said, ugh, I'll bet he's at the cemetery where his parents are buried. She informed them that Steve's got a whole lot of mommy and daddy issues, and he goes to the cemetery something extra. So they hit the road and drove to the Nunn family plot, which is 2 hours from Lexington, and Tracy had called it. Steve was at the cemetery, and he had slit his wrist and bled all over his parents' grave.
Yikes.
I know, but he had not cut deep enough. So I don't know if he was actually trying to kill himself, because he also had a gun with him, which seems like a much more efficient way to go.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He had made phone calls, you know, while it took the police 2 hours to get there, to his grown daughters and told them that he was so sorry for being such an embarrassment to them. I mean, I think it's all in your head, Steve. I mean, except for the killing thing. You know,
yikes.
Get over it. Being embarrassed is not the worst thing in the world.
Listen, I've been embarrassed plenty of times.
Plenty. Yeah. Yeah.
You can move on. And you can also move, Steve.
Hello. You totally can move.
I don't even know who you are, Steve. So you could have moved to a different state and you would start all over.
Listen, there's a big difference between being broke and embarrassed and being rich and embarrassed. Like, you go get yourself a nice little place in Florida, start over.
Yeah.
Right?
Moving on, moving on.
Real estate is cheap there. And you got, you know, warm weather. Sounds like a plan to me. Okay. Well, police were able to get him to put the gun down and take him into custody. When they searched Steve's vehicle, they found an envelope that was labeled Psycho Bitch File. And it was like notes about all the wrongs he felt that Amanda had done him. I think maybe a gratitude journal would have served him better.
Uh-huh.
And maybe if he had written in that instead of the hostile psycho bitch file, he wouldn't be guilty of murder.
Oh, man. He really should have got some therapy.
Seriously. I think it's like kind of like that good old boy, you know, attitude.
Yeah, for sure. But I think... The good thing is that we are coming to a point where therapy is much more acceptable.
Absolutely.
So that's good. So I definitely think in the future, maybe a Steve would consult therapy or even some mental health help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure some rehab wouldn't have hurt either.
Truth.
It just amazes me, the lack of accountability. Tracy says that he has told her that Amanda killed me first when she filed that order. I read an interview with one of his former friends who also actually said if she wouldn't have filed that, then he wouldn't have killed her. And maybe he didn't mean that to sound like she's to blame, but I just think there is something wrong about that being the reaction. Like... I don't care if she was actually out to humiliate him, which I don't think she was, because I can't see her being this young professional with political aspirations wanting to go through the judgment that comes with being associated with an abusive relationship. And sadly, it does come with a lot of judgment, and more so in 2009, in my opinion.
So, yes. Yes, for sure. 2009, still... have not gotten to a place where it's not looked down on. But I will tell you something. Around that time, maybe a little before, I know somebody that was in a political position and the wife kind of pulled the same thing. But I do believe she was trying to humiliate him because he, I think, cheated on her.
But I think the difference is this Amanda, she wanted her own political career. She didn't want to just collect alimony, you know, like whatever. Right. She had her own thing. So that's why it's like, I really can't see her just being out to humiliate him. I think she wants a squeaky clean image.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think this guy, man, she really just blew it hanging out with him.
Yeah, she did, sadly. So Steve was charged with Amanda's murder. And the irony was that because of the law that he wrote, he was eligible for the death penalty.
Did they give it to him?
No.
They should have. I mean, hello.
I know.
I feel like they should have. If you wrote that law, buddy, then like
you automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, after his arrest, some disturbing details came out. He had gone to a friend's house and asked him to hold on to a box of naked pictures of other women.
Oh, not just her.
Not just her. Yeah. I mean, he screwed a lot of people. He used to go on sugardaddy.com.
I didn't know there was a sugardaddy.com.
Are you serious?
I don't think so. Oh. I mean, we've talked about sugar daddy, but okay. So maybe I did.
Yeah.
Was he the sugar daddy? I'm assuming.
Yeah, he was the sugar daddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It also came out that, I mean, I wonder how much he's spent on all these women he's taken the naked pictures of, because also it came out that he was broke, which seems bananas.
What?
Yeah, he was broke and his parents were loaded, right? And he was the only child.
He was spending the money at the sugardaddy.com.
Yep. Yep. I just put that together because I was really like, holy shit, that's just another reason why you should not be holding a government office. If you cannot manage your own personal stash of a bunch of money, I don't really want you managing public funds, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So also, a few days before all this went down, he went and ordered himself a headstone. And on the paperwork, it asked for the date of death. And he dated it the day he killed Amanda. So, I mean, obviously, he was really plotting this whole thing out, you know?
Yeah. He ordered a headstone for
himself. He wanted to be at that nun family plot. You know, they've got big, fancy people headstones at this place. So, like the big, giant ones.
So do you think he was planning on committing suicide?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. But, you know, he didn't follow through. So despite it being pretty obvious that Steve is guilty, the case against him was actually circumstantial because no one saw him at the scene and they weren't able to match the gun he had with him at the cemetery to the gun that shot Amanda. So Steve did not admit his guilt until before the trial ended. Like, the trial goes on. He is finally like, oh, man, it's looking pretty bad for me. And so he informed his attorney that he would take a plea, which I think is smart if you want to live, because I have a feeling they don't mess around in Kentucky. And he very likely could have received the death penalty, especially like you were saying, because you write the law, you get the law.
Yeah.
So he pled guilty in exchange for life in prison without the possibility of parole. He is serving out his sentence at the Little Sandy Correctional Facility. He is not broke anymore because he is still eligible to receive his $28,000 a year state pension. I mean, what do you have to do to be ineligible if it's not commit murder?
Murder?
Yeah.
That should go to her family.
Well, yeah, I was thinking it would go to his daughters, but I don't know. It just seems that he shouldn't get it. But who knows if he's giving it to them or if he's blowing it on pork rinds and jalapeno cheese, which I just read in a prison cookbook is very popular. Okay, and lastly, and much more importantly.
By the way, that's keto. Pork rinds and cheese.
Oh,
it's on keto diet in the clink.
Yes. Yes. But in keto, you're supposed to avoid a lot of the processed foods. And I feel like they process the shit out of that jalapeno cheese.
I know, but it's so good. I really do like that jalapeno cheese.
I can eat anything if it's spicy. Like anything.
Okay. So spicy? I tried that habanero spicy sauce from Trader Joe's. There's a jalapeno one and there's a habanero.
And there's a habanero one. Okay. Yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
Have you tried the habanero? I thought you were the one that told me that.
Yeah, I've tried the habanero one.
Yeah, jalapeno, 20 times better.
The habanero sauce is just really hot.
It's so hot. Yeah. But the flavor is not as good as the jalapeno one. The jalapeno one is not as hot, and it has a lot of flavor to it.
Okay. Well, I hate to say anything bad about my beloved Trader Joe's. I have a lot of friends that work there. They don't know they're my friends, but they are because I talk to them a lot. They have a new hot sauce, a black truffle hot sauce. Doesn't that sound amazing?
I think I got it. I haven't tried it yet, though.
It's so not good.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that.
It's terrible. Let us know if you disagree. Back to the most important part of this story, I think. Okay. Because of what happened to Amanda, her family fought to make it a law in Kentucky that if you have an order of protection against someone, you can request that they wear a monitoring device that you can have access of their location, which makes so much sense.
Yeah.
She could have just saw that he was in the parking lot and stayed in her car.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I mean, even if he would have like cut it off or something, she could have called the police and had them escort her to her car because she didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that should be like a law in every state. And I think it possibly could have saved Amanda's life. So, you know, kudos to her family for doing something positive out of their loss. Rest in peace, Amanda. That's all I got.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, that is so unfortunate. I feel really bad because Amanda was 29.
Yeah.
A whole life ahead of her.
I think actually by the time she was murdered, she was 31.
Okay. Still, yeah. I mean, still, a whole life ahead.
A very young lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. How sad. Well, that was not a Christmas carol.
Not a Christmas carol.
But we are wrapped up with Christmas at this point.
We're wrapped up. And aren't we? Don't you all need to just balance out all those Hallmark movies and shit you've been watching?
Right?
I mean, it's too sugary sweet.
So I ran into a girlfriend of mine and her mom was at the park and she says, oh my gosh. I said, oh, hi, I'm Tabitha. She goes, oh, I know you. You're the one that does the crime. I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, I love Dateline. I just love it all. I love all these podcasts. And she was very excited to start listening to ours. And she is just this sweet Southern woman. Okay.
Yeah.
Grandma. She's a grandma.
Right.
So I just said, I am more than happy for you to listen, but please do not judge me that I say some cuss words. And just know I don't say them in front of my children. She was
like, most of the time.
She's like, oh my gosh, I'm not going
You're like, but Gretchen does when I don't tell her she's on speakerphone.
I
<know.
laughs> I wouldn't say anything. It's my husband that's like, we're on speaker.
Yeah.
I actually said a word and my friend's daughter, who is only 4, was in the car. And she goes, Tabby, that's the F word. You're not supposed to say that's the F word. I was like, how do you know what the F word is at 4?
Yeah. How do you know? I don't know. You know what my kid started saying? Willow is saying, what is freaking wrong with you?
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, I don't know where I haven't really corrected her on it because I don't know where I stand.
We correct it. We do.
You do?
Yeah. Because it's
too much.
It's too much.
Yeah. I do feel like, I mean, yeah, it just is what it is. There are things mommy can say that you can't. But I have corrected her when she says crap. I'm like, Yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah. Those are like the things too. My kids can't say stupid. They can't, like, there's some words that they are not allowed to say.
I don't let them say, oh my God.
Oh, my mother-in-law really does not let them say that. I prefer them not to say that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when we're at the Journey to Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Event.
And especially around here, right? Because it's in Texas. It's very.
People love the church.
They love the church here. Yeah. And so it is a thing. People do go to church. And I don't think they use the Lord's name in vain. So it's very good. I like it. I think, you know, we need to rein it in.
Yeah, we could listen. I should probably tone down my foul mouth.
Yeah. I mean, you don't
do it
in front of my kids.
I'm just saying, I don't do it in front of my kids, but also it's probably not going to happen. Let's face it.
If it hasn't happened in 43 years, what do they say?
You probably can't, not going to.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Word. And I am old. And also, it's not even on the list of resolutions that I inevitably break every year. Okay.
Okay.
Not a priority. Just is what it is. I'm the girl that says fuck a lot. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Okay. Well, anyways, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sure you guys are all on Christmas break with your kids still. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have children, then you're probably back at work, which... I mean, and even if you do have kids, you're probably back at work, actually, because who lets everybody off on the 27th? Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. So hopefully you got a lot of nice loot. If you guys want more of us, please tune in to our Patreon account. It's patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. You can also go on there, patreon.com, and like look for us. If you listen on Apple, you can also... download the RSS feed somehow and get it on there, which is real easy. That's how I listen. We are on Housewives of True Crime group on Facebook. If you want to join our private group, we enjoy talking about stuff. By the way, I just watched Unforgettable.
I'm really good at posting during holidays because I'm like,
yeah, you are.
I'm finally sitting down. When I'm on vacation, that's when I post. So I'm sure I'd be posting.
You are.
Okay.
Yeah. So find us there. Somebody recommended the Unforgettable movie on Netflix.
Yes. I listened. I'm going to watch it too.
I listened while I was making cookies. And I had it on speakerphone before I put my earbud in, and it said the F word. And my son, who was playing his video game with his headphones on, he's like, Mom, I can hear that. I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay.
So then I put my earbud in, but it's a good one. It's a good movie. It's definitely not for kids, but it is for adults. So.
Okay. Can't wait to watch it.
It's a movie. Not true. Is that a movie? Anyways, clink, clink, everybody. Clink, clink.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.